hoochie coochie. We laid rubber on the Georgia asphalt. We got a little crazy, but we never got caught. Down by the river on a Friday night, pyramid of cans in the pale moonlight. Talking about cars and dreaming about women. Never had a plan, just a living for the minute. Yeah, way down yonder on the Chattahoochee, never knew how much that muddy water meant to me. But I learned how to swim and I learned who I was. A lot about living and a little about love. Well, we fogged up the windows in my old Chevy. I was willing, but she wasn't ready. So I settled for a burger and a grape snow cone. I dropped her off early, but I didn't go home. Down by the river on a Friday night, a pyramid of cans in the pale moonlight. Talking about cars and dreaming about women. Never had a plan, just a living for the minute. Yeah, went down yonder on the Chattahoochee. Never knew how much that muddy water meant to me. But I learned how to swim and I learned who I was. A lot about living and a little about love. Yeah, went down yonder on the Chattahoochee. Never knew how much that muddy water meant to me. But I learned how to swim and I learned who I was. A lot about living and a little about love. A lot about living and a little about love.
Music, familiar local voices, news, and information. It's all here. You found Real Country, 1430 AM Stereo, WRDN, Durand, Nelson, Maiden Rock, and 107.3 FM. Translator W297CH, Durand.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. There is a major snowstorm headed east. Washington, D.C. shut down for the most part today. As much as a foot of snow could fall there. ABC's Rachel Scott with more on what's happening in the nation's capital.
Well, it's a snow day for just about everybody here in Washington, D.C., but not for Congress. By federal law, Congress must come into session today. They are on track and set to count the electoral votes, certifying the election results for President-elect Donald Trump. Presiding over it all will be his own former rival, Vice President Kamala Harris, fulfilling her constitutional duties.
Today is the four-year anniversary of the January 6th Capitol insurrection and has been declared a national security event. President Biden heads to New Orleans today, site of the deadly New Year's truck ramming that left 14 people killed, a first lady traveling with him. The president moving to block the sale of U.S. steel to Japan's Nippon Steel, and now both companies are suing, saying the move was political. The White House says the move was for security reasons. This is ABC News. At least three people killed after someone opened fire on a bus carrying Israelis in the West Bank. Investigators are looking for the shooter. Social Security payments are going up for several million people after President Biden signed off on a new measure over the weekend.
The president says this will put more money into the pockets of 2.5 million retirees. The Social Security Fairness Act will boost payments for public servants like teachers, firefighters, police officers. It repeals decades-old policies that limited those Social Security payments for some retirees who also collected public pensions. This law passed with bipartisan support, despite concerns that the Social Security Trust Fund is on track to run out of money in just 9 years.
ABC's Elizabeth Schulze. Now that the NFL regular season is done, the head coach firing season is ramping up. The Jacksonville Jaguars just letting head coach Doug Peterson go, also fired New England's Gerald Mayo and Saints head coach Dennis Allen. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
If you've been busy this past holiday season, then it's time to finally focus on you. And that's where Macy's comes in. Come and treat yourself to something great, like rejuvenating skincare routines from Lancome, Estee Lauder, Clinique, Shiseido, Kiehl's, and more of your favorites. With so many great deals at Macy's, you'll be able to pick up a new cleanser and a new serum and a new moisturizer now during our Deals for Great Skin event. So, what are you waiting for? Refresh your routine today at Macy's.
Taxes was taxing. Now taxes is relaxing when you file for free.
I can file for free? TurboTax Free Edition, roughly 37% of filers qualify. Simple form 1040 returns only. See if you qualify at TurboTax.com/free. I can file for free.
Now this is taxes. File for free with TurboTax Free Edition and get your maximum refund. No schedules except for earned income tax credit, child tax credit, and student loan interest. See if you qualify at TurboTax.com/free.
Now this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network. I'm Ted Ehlen. The deaths of three people in New Lisbon is now classified as a homicide investigation. A woman identified as 33-year-old Elizabeth Kolba was found dead, along with two girls ages 12 and 13 last week at a New Lisbon home. 47-year-old Virgil Thu has been identified as a person of interest in the deaths. A Wausau area man won't face trial in the beating death of a 61-year-old Stevens Point man. Christian Emerson pleaded no contest Friday to one count for his role in the death of Donald Mitchell Jr. last spring, meaning he now faces up to 46 years in prison during sentencing in late February. And re-elected Democratic U.S. Senator Tammy Baldwin was sworn in Friday for her third term. Baldwin says it might be a new term, but her job remains the same, stressing that fighting the opioid crisis continues to be one of her priorities. Baldwin defeated Republican challenger Eric Hovde in the November general election. Ted Ehlen, Wisconsin Radio Network News.
Healthcare.gov has plans for health because you have plans for life. All plans cover doctor visits and emergency care to keep you and your family running strong. All plans cover hospital stays and prescriptions so you can have peace of mind. Visit healthcare.gov to explore health plans from the brands you know. 4 out of 5 customers can find a health plan for $10 or less per month with financial help. Healthcare.gov is here for you. Final deadline to enroll is January 15th. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
It was time to make our own Christmas traditions. For years, we've been trekking to both sets of in-laws, both Christmas dinners. It was just too much. So this year, we started to look for a place to get together in Alexandria, Minnesota. Christmas lights that will light up our kids' faces. A new adventure. Create some wonder. It makes us wonder, why didn't we do this sooner?
Start planning your time together in the Lakes area. Explore your holiday getaway options at explorealex.com.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For today, sunshine and a high near 20. For tonight, mostly cloudy, lows around 8 degrees. Sunshine, upper teens for Tuesday. Partly cloudy, single digits Tuesday night. On Wednesday, partly sunny, we'll see a high near 16 degrees. Thursday's high, 24. For Friday, a high around 27 and mid-20s on Saturday. That's weather on WRDN.
It's 8 at our studio.
And on the way, we're going to talk a little bit about the Lake O'Galley Association's upcoming ice fishing tournament. Ted Weinzierl's in, will be joining us here coming up right now. Here's Brooks and Dunn.
I'm a hard-working man. I wear a steel hard hat. I can ride rope, a hammer and paint. Do things with my hands that most men can't. I can't get ahead no matter how hard I try. I'm getting really good at barely getting by. Got everything I own by the sweat of my brow. From my four-wheel drive to my cowboy boots, I owe it all to my blue-collar roots. Feel like I'm working overtime on a runaway train. I got to bust loose from this ball and chain. I'm a hard-working man. I got it all on the line for a piece of the promised land. And I'm burning my candle at both ends. About the only way to keep the fire going is to outrun the wind. Come Friday night, I like to party hard. I carry on with the Cadillac cutie. Spend my whole week's pay on some weekend beauty. Come Monday morning, I'm the first to arrive. I ain't nothing but business, y'all, from 9 to 5. I'm a hard
hard-working man. I got it all on the line for a piece of the promised land. Working man.
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN and Brooks and Dunn and Hard Working Man. I'm Brian Winnikins and good morning. And joining us this half hour, Ted Wyans-Earle with the Lake O'Galley Association, getting ready for the second annual Clarence Schneider Memorial Ice Fishing Contest and Winter Event. This is going to be coming up on January 18th on Saturday. Over at Lake O'Galley and also at the St. Henry's Catholic Church as well. And Ted, thanks for joining us. Well, I know we've talked a little bit about this before, but there's some new stuff that I thought we should talk about. One of them is, we've always had the big Northern. I can't remember her name.
Old gal.
Yep, $20,000. However, we've got a couple of crappies here, tagged crappie and sunfish. Tell us about that.
Well, we decided after talking to some different people that were participating last year, they were concerned that they didn't have the opportunity to catch the tagged fish because they weren't tip-up fishermen. They were there to catch panfish for the day. And, of course, you might get lucky and you'll drop a waxy in and hook a northern, but the likelihood isn't as good as if you're fishing with a shiner and a tip-up. So some of those people came with a disadvantage, and we thought it would be fun to level the playing field a little bit and tag a couple of panfish. And we did that in memory of Gabe Sabelko and Ethan Whitwam, because their families host a beanbag tournament and memorial party out at the Duran Rod and Gun Club, and they very generously donated the proceeds of that to the Lake Association. And it's my understanding they've been doing that for years, picking a good organization to stand behind and donating towards that. So we just thought it'd be a neat thing to do and tag a couple fish in memory of those two. Both of those boys spent a lot of time on that lake. They like to fish, and I've seen them down there myself quite a few times. So
all right. So now, obviously, with the cold weather, the ice has probably formed up pretty nicely out there.
Oh, it's great. It's good black ice this year. Last year, it was pretty questionable. You know, we had an ice shack go through just a couple weeks before the event, and it warmed up and then cooled off. And then the day of the event, it warmed back up again. I mean, we thankfully got ours off last year, no problem. But the ice was pretty sketchy. But, man, this year it looks good. There's close to a foot of ice already here today. And with no snow on the ice in these cold nights, it's going to keep making good ice until the event, it looks like.
We're talking with Ted Wyans-Earle with the Lake O'Galley Association. Again, it's the second annual Clarence Schneider Memorial Ice Fishing Contest and Winter Event. It will be January 18th over in O'Galley. And now the other part of the fishing part of this is everybody's going to be able to take part because it's the free fishing weekend. Just, wow, you chose wisely.
Well, we did that. Last year, we inadvertently stepped on some toes and had our ice fishing contest on the same day as one that was being held on Taner Lake. And we pulled a lot of people from that contest down, and we didn't want to do that again. We feel like everybody should have their opportunity to host their events. And we were new to the ice fishing game last year, and we just felt like it'd be in our best interest and theirs if we would move to a different weekend. And we looked at the schedule and happened to see it was the DNR Free Fish Weekend, and we thought, well, that is perfect. Let's move up one weekend earlier, even though we were afraid of not having enough ice. It allows people, if you don't necessarily always fish, heck, stop in at Ryan's Sport Shop, grab a $10 pole, and come on down and give it a whirl because you don't need a license.
So. Yep. So, again, it's Free Fishing Weekend that weekend as well. And, yeah, you can visit Ryan's, and they'll set you up with your basic. And you know, I know that everyone uses the tip-up thing, but, you know, I could probably get, if
I still have it in storage, Brianna's little Barbie pole from when she was 4 years old, and probably make the same thing work if I have something like that lying around. I mean, really? I mean, you could do that. Or, you know, Ryan, yeah, Ryan's going to help you out with a pretty basic set, because you really don't need, you just need the pole, the bait, and I guess a bucket.
And a little luck.
And a little luck.
Maybe the Green Hornet from the Grumpy Old Men, that fishing pole.
There you go. Talking with Ted Weinzierl again about with the Lake O'Galley Association, their second annual Clarence Schneider Memorial Ice Fishing Contest and Winter Event coming up on Saturday, January 18th in O'Galley coming up. We're going to talk a little bit about some of the winter event stuff going on as well. Right now, here's Chad Brock, and yes, it's 9:14.
Moved into my old apartment. That's how we got this whole thing started. She called and said that I had mail waiting there for me. I told her that I'd come and get it. How could I know in just a minute that I'd be standing face to face with my own destiny? Talking just like we were old friends. Oh, then I asked her, can I see you again? She said yes, and I said wow. She said when, and I said how about it right now, love? Can't wait. Then I asked if she believed in fate, and she said yes. Days flew by just like a fast train, and nothing else has been on my brain except the thought of how she makes me the man I wanna be. She's the one I want for a million reasons. Loving her is just like breathing. It's easy and it's obvious. She was made for me. Question, much to my surprise, she said yes, and I said wow. She said when, and I said how about it right now, love? Can't wait. Then I asked if she believed in fate, and she said yes. Said, how about right now, love? Can't wait. Then I asked if she believed in faith, and she said yes.
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN and Chad Brock. And yes, 9:18, I'm Brian Winnikins joining us again. Ted Weinzierl with the Lake O'Galley Association. Their second annual Clarence Schneider Memorial Ice Fishing Contest and Winter Event coming up January 18th. That's a Saturday in O'Galley. It's the DNR Free Fishing Weekend as well. Now, the ice fishing contest goes from 9 till 1, but there's also a winter event. For those of you that may not, if you're like me, do I really want to go sit out in the middle of a lake? It's 7,000 degrees below zero, wind coming out of the north, and I'm sitting on a bucket. I don't think so. Nah, I'm going to pass. I'm not into ice fishing. But there's a winter event, and that starts at 11 o'clock over at the St. Henry's Parish Hall. And we got a whole bunch of stuff going on for that, too, don't we, Ted?
Yeah, you bet. Starting at 11, well, that morning starts off, first of all, from 7 to 9 with the registration for the fishing contest, if you are going to participate in that. You need to be registered before 9. Fishing then runs from 9 to 1, and during that fishing contest, we'll have the hall open, and we'll be starting that winter event in there with, there'll be a grilled chicken or hot dog dinner available. There's beer, milk, water, pop, anything you can think of inside that you might need. That's going to run from 11 to 5. And this year we really put together a heck of an event. We're giving away over $40,000 in cash and prizes.
Wow.
Every hour we're going to be giving away $100 on the hour from 11 to 3, I believe. We're just going to randomly draw a winner for $100. We have Chuck a Luck going on inside.
Oh, well, I'll be playing that.
That's a fun game to play. It's kind of a gambling dice game and such, just kind of a social thing. We have the indoor fishing contest. If you don't care to be outside fishing, you can win your categories inside just for the same amount of money that you could win the outdoor fishing contest. Of course, there's no $20,000 Northern inside tagged in the bucket. So. But along with that, we have our raffles and that we put together. The Lega Mega Raffle has some great prizes on there. Well over $10,000 in prizes on that. The top couple prizes on that would be a 10-point crossbow and a 6x6 hunting blind. We also have our gun raffle going on. Well over $10,000 in guns being given away in that gun raffle. 50-50 indoors. We'll do that a couple of times. A great basket raffle. And if you're not feeling very lucky on the 50-50 or maybe the basket raffle, there's a beer pyramid we're going to do that day. So if you want to win a whole pyramid of beer, you can come on down and try to do that. So
all right. Again, it's the ice fishing contest, the second annual Clarence Snyder Memorial Ice Fishing Contest and Winter Event, January 18th in Ogallee. And coming up, we're going to chat a little bit with Ted about where all the money goes from the event and some of the projects that the Lake Ogallee Association has been doing. We'll chat about that here coming up. It's 9:22.
Looking for outdoor power equipment for your lawn and garden projects? Anibis Silo is your home for Husqvarna and Toro lawn and garden equipment. Anibis Silo has the right equipment solution for you to tackle any job. Need a piece of equipment repaired? Anibis Silo also now has small engine service and repair. The service staff can repair all makes and models of lawn and garden equipment. Visit Anibis Silo, Highway 25 Durand, for your lawn and garden equipment needs.
Progressive knows finding your new home was a dream come true. You wanted it close to town, with a picture window overlooking a yard. And you found it. Now, when you sit down to dinner, you've got front row seats too. Your neighbor's daily pickleball game. Progressive can't save you from your noisy neighbors, but we can save you money when you bundle your home and auto with us. Get a quote at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers not available in all states.
Do you hear that? Asthma triggers are everywhere. From dust mites, pet dander, and pollen, to smog and smoke. An asthma attack can strike anywhere, anytime. Be prepared with quick-acting Primatene Mist. Clinically proven to open airways quickly. It's the number one FDA-approved asthma inhaler available over-the-counter. Primatene Mist. Breathe easy again. Use as directed.
No two people learn the exact same way. So how did Babbel become the award-winning language learning app? We thought of you, all of you. Take Sierra. As a visual learner, she uses Babbel's wordplay videos.
Today I'll share a quick lesson on shopping in French.
Merci beaucoup. Keith is a be in the room with real people kind of learner. So he loves the live online classes with our language experts.
Okay, class. Vos está pronto.
Estamos prontos.
However you learn, Babbel makes it easy. Try Babbel for free at Babbel.com. Babbel.com.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
Here
time I see a woman on a billboard sign, I think about you, saying drink this beer and you'll be mine. I think about you when an actress on the movie screen plays Lolita in some old man's dream. It doesn't matter who she is, I think about you. When I see a pretty woman walking down the street, I think about you. Men look her up and down like she's some kind of tree. Oh, I think about you. She wouldn't dare talk to a stranger, always has to be aware of the danger. Doesn't matter who she is, I think about you. 8 years old, big blue eyes and a heart of gold. When I look at this world, I think about you. And I can't help but see that every woman used to be somebody's little girl. I think about you. Every time I hear people say it's never gonna change, I think about you like it's some kind of joke, some kind of game. Girl, I think about you when I see a woman on the news who didn't ask to be abandoned or abused. It doesn't matter who she is, I think about you. 8 years old, big blue eyes and a heart of gold. When I look at this world, I think about you. And I can't help but see that every woman used to be somebody's little girl. I think about you.
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. Colin Ray, I think about you, 9:27. I'm Brian Winnikins, joining us one final time. Ted Weinzerl with the Lake O'Galley Association. Again, their second annual Clarence Schneider Memorial Ice Fishing Contest and Winter Event coming up on Saturday, January 18th in O'Galley. And, of course, this is a pretty big fundraiser for the Lake Association. And, you know, last year was your first year. You did pretty well.
Last year, if you could believe it, we had over 600 fishermen enter on this contest and 800 people in attendance, if not a little bit more. And the event raised nearly $100,000 for the association. And we have a pretty lofty goal of dredging the lake. That's basically the sole purpose of the association. Years ago, maybe 2021 or so, maybe 2020, it was noticed that the lake was really starting to fill with sediment. And when that happens, the depth, of course, is less. The sun hits the lake bed more. Weeds grow more rapidly and readily. It makes fishing and recreational boating more difficult, if not impossible, in parts of the lake. And basically unsafe, even. And after a few phone calls and a little bit of education, we found out in a quick hurry that if dredging is the answer, which we believed it was, and the people we talked to recommended that that would be the solution, you need to become an association to be able to get eligible for a dredging permit and for any state grants or federal grants towards a project like that. So that's why the association was formed. And we've been established since 2022, and most of 22 we just focused on our membership and volunteers, building that up. And in 2023, we hosted our first fundraising event. It was a golf tournament and a sports shop raffle. Then we started planning our first ice fishing contest. Well, geez, already last year in January we hosted that, and we raised a lot of money towards this. So we're headed in the right direction, and since last year we've taken some of that money and hired Ayers and Associates now to be our engineering firm that's performing our pre-dredge study. In the pre-dredge study, they do sedimentation studies where they'll do soil borings. They'll test the sediment composition and the depth of it to see how much of that sediment has been added over X amount of years. And they'll let you go back to a certain period in time when you dredge that out. So we have some of those results back. I actually looked through it. We had a 100-page report from Ayers and Associates we just got a few weeks ago. So the money's being spent well, and we are moving forward with this thing. And it was the first real thing I've seen out of this now is the actual maps of where we can dredge or where they recommend we dredge, how far, how deep, where possible disposal sites will be, how deep that stuff will be put. Our samples came back. All the soil samples looked normal from the sediment that they took from the lake bed. There was no PFAS or anything odd like that in there, that was expected to get that result because there's no big refineries or anything like that on the watershed. Sure. So
from here, you have the study. What will be the next
thing
to do then?
Well, the next step is they've given us an estimate on a basic yardage and square footage for the project and the scope of the project. And I smiled a little bit when I read it, but it said an estimated cost of the project, and it was a number between $2 and $3.6 million or something like that. Well, I just kind of laughed. That was a pretty big window. And I get it. It's so dependent on how far that the sediment has moved from the lake. It's dependent on what the weather is like when it is dredged out and the method that is used for dredging. So all those things were left in the open when they threw those numbers out there. But when you're looking at a project of that scope, of course, the price tag is going to be pretty high. So the next step is, in looking at that, that allows us to now start weaning down, where do we want to put this? Can we put it there? What method we would like to use to dredge it, or which way we want to pursue on this, and where do we want to go as far as when do we want to apply for the permit? They're good for X amount of years, and that's kind of the next step going forward.
Is the engineering firm also looking at potential grants?
Correct. They'll do that with us. We have a grant writing team that has been doing great. And they've actually gotten us a couple of grants now through the DNR towards this aquatic plant study and this sediment study that we've done. So they've done good with that. And it's my understanding that the DNR will not provide grant money directly for a dredging project, because if they open that can of worms and give the Lake O'Galley Association X amount of dollars to dredge the lake, every other lake that's filling up in the state would have justification then to ask the DNR for money as well. So, but we are allowed to apply for grants for maybe the sediment placement or seeding when the project is done, or grading on the project, or multiple other things, wetland restoration, things like that that would be part of that $2 to $3 million estimate that we got. Little pieces of that are made up by all this other stuff that we could possibly get grants for. So our goal is to keep pushing forward as hard as we can on the fundraising side of things, and then match it as best we can with grant money to get towards this final goal.
Again, you can help out as well and have a lot of fun with the second annual Clarence Snyder Memorial Ice Fishing Contest and Winter Event. Again, it will be on Saturday, January 18th. Again, the ice fishing tournament is from 9 to 1. The winter event is coming up from 11 to 5 over at the St. Henry's Parish Hall as well. Going to be a fun time. We'll be broadcasting from there as well. And again, you can visit the Lake O'Galley Association's Facebook page or their website as well for more information on the event. That's Ted Weinzierl with the Lake O'Galley Association. Coming up, we have a check of our opening markets. They just opened up a little bit ago for the regular trading day. Market update being brought to you in part by the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board and Provisions Health.
Healthcare your way. I'm nurse practitioner Nikki Gillis from Provisions Health of Durand. At Provisions Health, we provide convenient, affordable, and personalized healthcare services to individuals, families, and businesses in and around our community. From in-person or telehealth, simple acute care visits, DOT, and workplace physicals, and affordable lab testing services without a doctor's order, health and wellness is our priority. Visit Provisions Health, 309 3rd Avenue West, Durand, or online at provisions.health.
Milk markets are higher with this WRDN market update. I'm Brian Winnikins at the Mercantile Exchange. February milk up 22 to 2079, March up 28 to 2050, April up 16 to 1990, May milk steady at 1930. Meanwhile, in the cattle markets, live and feeder cattle markets continue to move mostly higher to start the week with triple digit gains. Again, strong fundamentals with really some great supply or great demand in the countryside, especially for feeder cattle, and higher cash markets once again propelling live and feeder cattle markets higher. Just the opposite for hogs. They're moving mostly lower. Again, the trade really concerned about consumer demand, as it has not been consistent at all over the last really couple of months, and that continues to pressure hogs. February live cattle up $1.85 to $195.90. January feeder cattle up $1.95 to $266.77. February hogs down 45 cents to $80.32. Chicago Board of Trade, corn, soybeans, and wheat all moving mostly higher. Soybeans leading the grain complex higher as we're starting to hear of crop stress for the first time in southern Brazil and northern Argentina as rainfall is needed, and the forecast has very limited rainfall as well. So that is really helping to support the soybean markets along with also some of the product prices as well, and that's led to higher corn and wheat prices as well. New crop corn up 6.25 to 447. New crop beans up 13.25 to 1021.5. March wheat up 13.25.
Wisconsin soybean farmers are fueling Wisconsin. In 2021, the value of Wisconsin soybeans was $1.61 billion. That fuels our state's economy, communities, and Wisconsin's future. Wisconsin soybean farmers fuel our state, country, and the world while protecting the land and water. Learn how the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board and Wisconsin Soybean Association are working hard to fuel our farms and future. Visit Wisconsin Soybean.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For today, sunshine and a high near 20. For tonight, mostly cloudy, lows around 8 degrees. Sunshine, upper teens for Tuesday. Partly cloudy, single digits Tuesday night. On Wednesday, partly sunny, we'll see a high near 16 degrees. Thursday's high, 24. For Friday, a high around 27 and mid-20s on Saturday. That's weather on WRDN.
It's 8 at our studios.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
Katie's sitting on a row front porch, watching the chickens peck the ground. There ain't a whole lot going on tonight in this one-horse town. Over yonder, coming up the road in a beat-up Chevy truck, her boyfriend Tom is laying on the horn, splashing through the mud and the muck. Her daddy says he ain't worth a lick. When it comes to brains, he got the short end of the stick. But Katie's young and man, she just don't care. She'd follow Tommy.
very last row. They're too busy holding on to one another to even care about the show. Later on outside the tasty freeze, Tommy slips something over. Sneaking up the wall, he says, young lady, get on up to your room while me and Junior have a talk. Mama breaks in, says, don't lose your temper, it wasn't very long ago, and you yourself was just a hayseed plowboy who didn't have a road to hoe.
Boat, a little beach, a little routine I like. A blue ocean view, free to go with the flow anywhere that I wanted to. But the moment you set foot on my shore, that's when I knew there's a difference in living. Thought that I had it good as it could be. From the back of my deck, caught a fish, caught a breeze, and a thousand red sunsets. But sitting here with you, girl, I just saw the best one yet. There's a difference in living and living well. You can't have it all by yourself. Something's always missing till you share it with someone else. There's a difference in living and living. My sky a deeper blue. My nights are sweeter when I'm with you. There's a difference in living and living well.
someone else. There's a difference in living. I thought I was living. There's a difference in living and living well. Living well. I'm living well.
I'm Susan Littlefield. Find out the latest market news with The Final Bell weekdays at 4:30 on Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN.
Some guys have all the luck. There's gold in everything they touch. And all of the work I've done never did amount to much. I don't live what some call the good life, but I've got a good life with you. Some guys have all the money, fame and fortune we all dream of. I thank the stars above me that I've got you, and that's enough. Some guys have all the love. No matter how good my plan is, it always seems to come undone. In a lifetime of taking chances, you're the only thing I've won. I'm still not what some call a winner, but with you there's no way I can lose. Some guys have all the money, fame and fortune we all dream of. But I thank the stars above me that I've got you. That's enough. Some guys have all the love. Well, I guess I'm what some call a dreamer, but at least I've had one that came true. Some guys have all the money, fame and fortune all dream of. But I thank the stars above me that I've got you, and that's enough. Some guys have all the love. Some guys have all the love. Some guys have
gave us that hilltop place to park, gave us them girls that stole her hearts, gave us them books up on the wall, the way we live and the way we talk. Gave a state that senior year, them country stores to buy that beer, a place to go nobody knows, where you take it in and you take it slow, like that river rolls where that green grass grows. I can't explain it, oh, it's something, ain't it? Yeah, we sure painted it up. Left them in bullet holes. It wasn't nowhere as bad as we all said that it was. Yeah, looking back at it now, this town's been too good to us. Race held on the weekends, yeah. Man, what were we thinking when we said we'd leave it in a cloud of dust? This town's been too good to us. Good people in a back row pew, good dirt that the corn grows through, good water that can wash away our sins, good times and some damn good friends. Whole lot of not too much to do, all the time in the world to do it.
every bit of that down home dirt was heaven on earth, and we never knew it. Yeah, we sure painted it up, tore down and mowed two lane roads. We either stole every sign or left them in bullet holes. It wasn't nowhere as bad as we all said that it was. Yeah, looking back at it now, this town's been too good to us. Raise hell on the weekends, yeah. Man, what were we thinking when we said we'd leave? That river rolls where that green grass grows. I can't explain it. All is something, ain't it? Yeah, we sure painted it up, tore down and mowed two lane roads. We either stole every sign or left them in bullet holes. It wasn't nowhere as bad as we all said that it was. Yeah, looking back at it now, this town's been too.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN. Dylan Scott, this town's been too good to us, 9:51. I'm Brian Winikinsby, listening for Susan Littlefield with the final bell coming, or the channel final bell, rather, coming up this afternoon at 4:25 as she chats with market analysts and gets the news of the day affecting the markets. That's with the channel final bell coming up this afternoon with Susan Littlefield at about 4:25 here in WRDN and online at realcountry1430.com. Well, let's run down today in history. On this date, 1919, President Theodore Roosevelt passed away at the age of 60. In 1930, the first diesel engine automobile trip was completed. The vehicle traveled from Indianapolis to New York City. 1942, an interesting, especially with World War II going on, Pan American Airlines completed the first commercial around-the-world flight. Part of it was because of the Japanese attack on Pearl Harbor. They were where they were. The Pan American flight was at was in the Pacific, and they couldn't go when the attack happened. They couldn't go back to the U.S. They had to go around the world to get back safely. Interesting. 1949, director Victor Fleming passed away at the age of 65. He directed several classic films, including The Wizard of Oz and Gone with the Wind. 1973, Schoolhouse Rock debuted on ABC. Oh, I loved Schoolhouse Rock. Conjunction, Junction, What's Your Function? Or I'm Just a Bill. That's one. I don't care what your political stripes are. That's the one they need to, like, everybody who gets into Congress at the beginning of the session. Yeah, they have to swear everybody in and all that. They should be playing I'm Just a Bill. Just saying. This is how it works, kids. 1975, the TV game show Wheel of Fortune debuts on NBC, and not with Pat Sajak as the host, by the way. In 1976, the founder of CNN, Ted Turner, bought the Atlanta Braves for a cool $12 million. Wow. Also, in 2001, the U.S. Congress formally certified George W. Bush as the winner of the 2000 presidential election. 2016, Star Wars, The Force Awakens, set a new record for the North American box office. The previous record was set by Avatar. It's $760.5 million. Wow, that's a lot of movie tickets. Just think how much popcorn that was at that movie. And finally, in 2022, Oscar award-winning actor Sidney Poitier passed away at the age of 94.
Since 1919, the area has trusted Real Funeral Home and Cremation Services to handle final arrangements in times of loss. Serving all faiths, Real's offers at-need services, pre-need services with insurance at a guaranteed rate of 3%, and monuments. Real's takes pride in their work and family history and handles complete arrangements for all traditional and memorial services, as well as cremations. Learn more about them at realfuneralhome.com or call them in Durant at 715-672-5691. Real Funeral Home and Cremation Services, offering you peace of mind during a difficult time.
Start your new and exciting career at Martin Transport Mondovi. Martin Transport's one of Western Wisconsin's largest employers and is a leader in the industry, transporting temperature-sensitive freight to 48 states, Canada, and Mexico. Martin Transport now has openings for dedicated, local, regional, and over-the-road drivers, logistics, operations, maintenance, accounting, and information technology. Visit martin.com for more information and to apply. It's better in blue when you work for an industry leader. Martin Transport Mondovi.
Well, good morning, kiddo. I love that you're home from college. I've missed you.
Still taking your nature-made vitamins?
Every day. A multivitamin and a probiotic. You better be taking yours.
Still looking out for me, Mom.
I'll never stop.
Made to care for you every day. Nature Made, the number one pharmacist-recommended vitamin and supplement brand. Find us in the vitamin aisle. Based on a survey of pharmacists who recommend branded vitamins and supplements.
1430 AM and 107.3 FM. Real Country.
Trio Williams lived down a dirt road. He made homemade wine like nobody I know. I dropped by one Friday night and said, "Can you help me, Creole? I got a little girl waiting on me and I want to trade it right." He said, "I got what you need, son," as we stepped down in the cellar. He reached through the cobweb as he turned on the light. He said, "There might be a little dust on the bottom, but don't let it fool you about what's inside. There might be a little dust on the bottom, but it's one of those things that gets sweeter with time." He was sitting in the porch swing as I pulled up the driveway. My old heart was racing as you climbed inside. You stood over there close as me drove down to the lake road. Watch the sun fade in that big red sky. I reached under the front seat and said, "Now here's something special. It's just been waiting for a night like tonight." There might be a little dust on the bottom, but don't let it fool you about what's inside. There might be a little dust on the bottom, but it's one of those things that gets sweeter with time. You're still with me, and we've made some memories. After all these years, there's one thing I found. Some say good love, well, it's like a fine wine. It keeps getting better as the days go by. Oh, there might be a little dust on the bottom, but don't let it fool you about what's inside. There might be a little dust on the bottom, but it's one of those things that gets sweeter with time. There might be a little dust on the bottom, but don't let it fool you about what's inside. There might be a little dust on the bottom.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN. David Lee Murphy, Dust on the Bottle. 9:50 8. Thanks to Ted Weinzerl with Lake O'Galley Association for joining us this morning. Again, the second annual Clarence Schneider Memorial Ice Fishing Contest and Winter Event coming up on January 18th in O'Galley. We'll have Ted's interview on our podcast here later on today. Got to get that posted, and you'll be able to check that out on the podcast page of our website at realcountry1430.com. Happy National Shortbread Day today. Shortbread is a traditional Scottish dessert made with one part white sugar, two parts butter, three parts flour. Okay, bakers commonly use plain white flour to make shortbread. However, some bakers use ground rice or corn flour to alter the texture. Prepared often during the 12th century, Mary, Queen of Scots, receives credit for the innovation of shortbread. It was expensive to make. The sweet cookie was reserved as a luxury for special occasions. Now, again, Girl Scouts make a pretty good shortbread, too, for their cookies. So have yourself a heaping helping of shortbread cookies today on this National Shortbread Day today. National World News from ABC Radio News is coming up next on Real Country 1430 AM Stereo, WRDN, Durand Mondovi Wabasha, and 107.3 FM Translator W297CH Durand. I'm Brian Winnikins. Make it a great Monday.